This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The government is now shut down after the Senate failed to pass either of two competing spending bills before the midnight Eastern Time deadline. Federal workers wondering when they'll be paid or if they'll even have jobs after this from President Trump Tuesday.
Well, the Democrats want to shut it down. So when you shut it down, you have to do layoffs. So we'd be laying off a lot of people that are going to be very affected.
Jamie Billard, whose husband's in the Coast Guard, thinking about what to tell their kids.
What do we set as a priority? Your dad's not getting paid right now. That's our sole source of income. You know, I said no because there's bigger things happening here.
At a meeting of 800 top military leaders in Virginia Tuesday, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth outlining changes to military policy that include raising physical standards for combat positions to, quote, male levels. And then President Trump on stage, a president saying that he told Secretary Hegseth we should use some dangerous cities as training grounds for the military. This is ABC News. It's that time of year. Cases of the common cold are surging.
The CDC shows common cold viruses are at the highest levels since 2022. Rhinovirus and enterovirus account for nearly 31% of all positive cases. Rhinovirus is the most frequent cause of the common cold cases that typically peak in September. Health officials say then flu activity begins. The CDC says current flu cases remain low, but as the weather shifts and with kids back in school. Officials say they expect a busy flu season ahead. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
It's more expensive to repair or remodel a home. That according to the data analysis company Verisk, it shows a 3.4% increase in repair and remodeling in April to June compared to last year. The cost of labor driving the increase. Wildcard Series Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in Game 1 of the NL Wildcard. The Tigers edge the Guardians 2-1 in the AL. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fifis all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
Prove. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10, 15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.7 WRCE.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful clouds for the overnight with light winds and morning lows in the mid and upper 50s. Wednesday, that mix of clouds and sunshine, highs approaching the 80-degree mark in the afternoon. Sunshine and warmer on Thursday with middle 80s. Right now, it's 64.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, should the government bail out our farmers because of the tariff policies instituted by our government? We talk to Darren Von Rudin in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30 seconds.
What about, what does the fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what is the fox say? Or Gondenthal?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast on this Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February, which has 28, except in a leap year, which has 29. That's just one of those things you learn as a kid, and it sticks with you.
It didn't stick with me
really?
When I was a kid, but now I think it will. For some reason, after hearing you say
none of your teachers ever told you that?
The 30 days has September, April, June, and November. If they did, I just forgot.
Really?
And I always have to check.
I was just drilled into my head as a kid. My grandma used to say it all the time. 30 days have September, April, June, and November.
Well, I think now I'll remember it.
Well, good. We gave you news you can use.
Indeed.
Today's show. Stay tuned. Coming up here in just a little while, going to have a great conversation about conservation and the Nels. Why can't I say that? Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. Great. We've talked about it before on the show. Alex is going to be back. It's not Conservation Congress.
It's Nature Conservancy.
Thank you. From the Nature Conservancy. That's what I was trying to say earlier. So Alex is going to be here from the Nature Conservancy. And they're great folks. And he'll describe the history of this great conservation program and where we're at in this process to save it. Because the bipartisan budget that passed the Republican-controlled legislature with Democratic votes and the signature of Democratic Governor Tony Evers did not include funding for this very important program. It's something that's near and dear to my heart as a guy who loves the outdoors and conservation. So Alex is going to be here from Nature Conservancy and talk about Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. And just, you will not want to miss this conversation. And again, in full transparency, you're listening to a show that was recorded yesterday. As we sit here 24 hours before showtime on Tuesday. We're actually coming to you from the past. Wouldn't it be great if we came to you from the future? Why can't we do that, Zomer?
Someday.
We could come to people from the past. I think one someday we're going to come on, we're going to pre-record and say, we're coming to you from tomorrow.
I think, you know what, we'll figure it out one of these
days. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I'm in Shawano doing some family stuff, nothing serious, just helping out dad with some minor oral surgery things are going on, so just helping out my stepmom with that. We'll be coming to you live from Shawano tomorrow
on Wednesday, Trygve Olsen, Pat Kreitlow on as per usual, and then on Thursday as well. And Friday, who knows where we'll be? It's a mystery. It's a mystery show on Friday as we record this. So stay tuned. You never know. You never know where we're going to be. So we got that out of the way. Our guest coming up here. Oh, I know what we got to do. It is time once again for the green and gold text to win trivia. No, see, I've already messed it up. Time now for the green and gold multi-state text to win contest. There we go. All right, daily prize. Somebody today is going to win $200 cold hard cash. That's the green. That's the green. And they're going to win gold jewelry. Gold plated jewelry. That's what it says here. That's the gold. And then everybody who enters is eligible for the one grand prize, two club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. Green Bay home game, November 23rd, 2025 at 12 noon. Plus a gas card to get you to the game. It has a prize package value of $1,550. Bob, back to you. No, that's all right. And so all you got to do is you got to text in. I'm going to give you a key word here in just a moment. Here for Tuesday, and you're going to text in the word, even though this is pre-recorded, you're going to still, the computers never take a day off. And so they're going to take your word, make sure you text it exactly right. Here's how you do it. If you don't have it, download the Civic Media app from your Android or Apple device. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute to download. It's free. It's what Gail King over there at CBS calls a deal. By the way, have you checked out the new... CBS went back to their old studio, which is now the new studio.
Right.
They redid it. I actually like the studio set from 2012 better. It's a small studio, and somehow this new redesign has made it look smaller.
Impressive.
The color scheme is fine. The lighting is great. Don't like the overall layout. Anyway, that's a different bottle of wine. So download the Civic Media app. You open it up. First 10 stations are the ones that we're on. And then click on one of those, closest one to you. Anyone will do. Lower right-hand corner, a little icon that says text. A little bubble. Like back in the old cartoon days when people used to subscribe to something called newspapers. Incredible word, newspapers.
No one's heard of it before.
Nobody's heard of that. It used to be comic strips. So you click on the little icon that says text. All right. Now you're set to go. Now I'm going to give you the keyword for this hour. The keyword for Tuesday, September 30th, is golden. Golden. G-O-L-D-E-N. The word for today is golden. Golden. As in, who plays, who's the new draft choice for the... So, here now is the beauty of pre-recording this show. And this is why I can't wait for this week to be over. Because I used today's word in a sentence, and I said an unforbidden word. Or a forbidden word. And the nice thing is about pre-recording, Sommer stopped it, and we have edited out the forbidden word. All right? So no more fun. Just text the word golden. G-O-L-D-E-N. Golden. G-O-L-D-E-N. You have until 4 o'clock to text us the word. Good luck. In the Civic Media, green and gold text to win contest. Nobody enjoys humor anymore, Sommers.
People are saying.
Very serious these days. Very serious. All right. We're going to talk a little bit more here momentarily. We say out tomorrow, we're live in Shawano. along with Trygve Olsen and Pat Kreitlow. And by the way, have you listened to Kreitlow lately? If you haven't, 6 until 9. It's a great program. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Grab your cup of coffee, whatever your beverage is, tune in. And then tomorrow, Kreitlow's going to be here live when we're in Shawano, Wisconsin. Lots of sports today. Because I figured this. I figured at least these things aren't going to change. Here's the problem with pre-recording shows these days. It used to be, well, you know, I'll talk about this thing in the news and that. Well, with today's news cycle, 4 hours, something's old news.
It's insane.
It's insane. I'm thinking, well, sports, that's not going to change. By the way, our phone lines will be back open tomorrow. You can call and talk live to Todd and Zomers. If we haven't been canned by the lawyers. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, as Wisconsin Badgers coach Greg Gard adapts to transient era, he sticks to core values. Great story from John Steep. I believe it's Steep or Steepy. S-T-E-P-P-E. Maybe it's Step. Maybe the E's silent. Great reporter. College athletics, as Wisconsin men's basketball coach Greg Gard sees it, is, quote, slowly moving towards a more stable environment, unquote. We're moving in the right direction, Gard says, but we've got a ways to go yet. I think there's a lot of things that we could do now to how to answer that. How is revenue sharing going to work? What's the number it's going to be in addition to revenue sharing through third-party NIL contributions? At the same time, Gard has not so slowly adapted to the ever-changing college athletic landscape. That was evident last year when Missouri transfer guard John Tonje led a team to the Big Ten tournament title game while playing at a much quicker tempo than the Badgers have historically used. It'll be evident again this year as the Badgers, or as Wisconsin, leans on 9 newcomers. That's incredible to me. I mean, just shows you how much, as someone who's watched college basketball for a long time, all the way back into the late 80s, early 90s, during my time at UW-Platteville. I mean, to think a Bo Ryan team, coach team, or in the early days of Greg Gard, would have had 9 new people, you would have thought, well, that's something's wrong there.
NIL and the transfer portal have changed everything.
It's all changed. So 5 transfers and 4 incoming freshmen on the team. Gard will have only 1 year to work with it all, but one of the transfers, giving him a much shorter on-ramp for the development that his predecessor and boss, Bo Ryan, had when leading the Badgers to back-to-back Final Four appearances. But it's all part of how he has ushered an evolution of Wisconsin basketball amid the realities of the transfer portal and player compensation. Gard says, quote, I think you have to stick to your core values, he says, of his adaptations during a visit with the Journal Sentinel newsroom. Quote, and obviously, how we want to play has changed a little bit. We've evolved, specifically offensively, and I've really moved the needle from what we've done on that end of the floor. But the other parts of your program, off the court, academically, those things all start with recruiting good people. And whether you're going to be here for 8 months or you're going to be here for 5 years, you still want really good people in your program, unquote. I think Gardo has nailed it. And this is why there's a huge difference, in my opinion, between the UW basketball program, men's basketball. Do we still have a women's program? Bring baseball back. Anyway, I think there's a huge difference between the men's basketball program and the football program, because Gard has kept the best of the foundation of men's basketball from Dick Bennett and Bo Ryan to now Greg Gard, and he's adapted. And the football program, in my opinion, just hasn't done that. And what you hear Gardo saying here is that it comes back to good, and not to say there aren't good people on the football program. There's great people. But the success, as you see in men's basketball, very similar to what Brewers manager Pat Murphy keeps saying, which is it's about the who. It's about the guys you have in the room. Doesn't always mean you have to have the best talent, at least on paper. Certainly not the highest paid players. It's about the chemistry of the guys and gals in the room. That's what creates success a lot of time. And Greg Gard and Pat Murphy have found a way. We're going to come back, talk about some other great people in terms of conservation. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about Stewardship Fund on the other side. It's a Tuesday edition of the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Powered by Friendship Fund and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers. In October, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, WRCE.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Now 22 minutes past the hour. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. Zommer's on the board there. Appreciate that. A little outdoor music appropriate for our next guest here. He has been on the show before. Glad to have him back. He is the associate director, assistant or associate?
Associate.
All right.
Either.
Oh, no, it's fine. We want to make sure we get it right. Associate Director of Government Relations at the Nature Conservancy here in Wisconsin, Alex Bedorsky. Alex, how are you?
I am great on this balmy but lovely week here
yes,
in Madison.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We, as we say, full disclosure, we recorded this yesterday on Monday, but it's going to be balmy through pretty much through Friday at least. So, in some ways, it's nice to get a little bit more of quote unquote summer in, but from environmental or conservation, not exactly normal for Wisconsin.
Not exactly normal. I am more of a fall guy myself, but you know what? I'll soak in the rays while I can.
A good way to look at it. I was out getting some vitamin D on the shores of Lake Mendota this weekend. So
great.
Just kind of chilling there. It's beautiful. And also, I think I talked about this a little bit yesterday, went for a walk. I'm not going to say where, just out of due respect, but was walking at one of Dane County's wonderful mini nature parks. And I was walking past a couple. They were walking a little slower than I was. And I kind of looked over, and the gentleman and I made eye contact. And I said, how are you guys doing? And he said, fine. And I stopped. I turned around and said, Governor, how are you? And their former governor, Jim Doyle, and former first lady were out walking alone, just taking it all in. We had a nice chat. I thanked him for his service. But I think that epitomizes Wisconsin's outdoors. It's where, whether you're a former governor or just a schlep talk show host like me, we can all meet out on our nature trails, and we're all equal in nature.
That's right. We are all equal in nature. That is a lovely way to put it, Todd. And you never know who you'll bump into. I was on Lake Mendota myself this weekend. Mm-hmm. I won't call it a hike because I was with my 3.5 and 1.5-year-old daughters. Fair. So when my wife and I weren't corralling them, we were moving at a leisurely pace. But it's great. You know, there were college students there, senior mm-hmm. citizens, everybody from every walk of life enjoying the great outdoors here in Wisconsin.
One of those things that makes it possible is something called the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. We're going to get into that in a little while here. But I thought it was a good time because, you know, as much as I like to hope people always listen to the show, we get new listeners all the time. And that's one of the other great things about this program and this network. For those that aren't familiar with the Nature Conservancy, tell folks what that is and the difference or connection between the national organization and the state organization.
Sure. So the Nature Conservancy is the planet's largest conservation and environmental nonprofit. We are in 79 countries in all 50 states.
Wow.
Here in Wisconsin, we've been doing good work since 1959. We've helped protect over 240,000 acres of this state's most precious lands and waters for all to enjoy. And we are part of one big umbrella. So I love this state. I love this state organization, but I'm also proud to be part of our global work.
And the Nature Conservancy, is it completely funded through private donations? Are there taxpayer dollars? Is there jointly? How does the program operate in terms of funding?
Sure. So we do work with some federal and state grants, but overwhelmingly we are funded. I think I'm going to sound like a PBS ad here. Overwhelmingly, we are funded by generous donors like you at home yes. on the radio dial here. And there are so many great conservation-minded donors in this state and across the country and across the world. People love being able to get out in these spaces. They love being able to hunt, to fish, to watch wildlife, to just enjoy the outdoors with their loved ones. And we're very grateful for all the donors who help make us help make that possible.
In the world we live in of information silos and online presences where people, in my opinion, far too often only look at that which reflects what we want to believe to be true, I think that there are stereotypes or things that get put out there. And one of the cool things about this program is we get to break that down. You kind of hit on it there, Alex, expand on it a little bit. The Nature Conservancy. And not that there's, Jerry Seinfeld once said, not that there's anything wrong with that. This is not a far left granola crunching, oh, we hate anything that's development. This is a program, as I understand it, that, as you said, whether you hunt, whether you fish, maybe you vote on the right, or whether you're a bird watcher like our friend Matt Rothschild and vote on the left, the Nature Conservancy has membership and donors from all different political spectrums because this is something that should bring us together.
All different walks of life, all different political views, because this should bring us together. It's somewhat unique among organizations that operate in the political sphere, whether we're talking locally in Wisconsin or on the national level, where our board chair is former Republican U.S. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. We have people who are staunch Democrats, staunch Republicans, independents, but they agree on one thing, the importance of protecting nature and the great outdoors.
I'm so glad you named those members because you have the bona fides to back it up. It's not some people say, oh, you know, we're bipartisan. You've actually reached out. And I think this is a bigger deal. I don't want to just let this slide because in today's day and age, to get people who identify with partisan parties to come and serve on the same board, we don't hear that much anymore, unfortunately.
We don't hear it that much anymore. And unfortunately, Todd, as you alluded to, in this world that is so divided, people are reading entirely different things. Mm-hmm. It's hard to know what's news and what's not. And it can be difficult for people to get along with their neighbors and people with different political views when they aren't even looking at the same news sources. And that's why we think it's great to bring people with really diverse points of view together all in favor of nature.
I could not agree more, and I'm so glad you've taken time out to be with us today. Alex Bedorsky is our guest, the Associate Director of Government Relations at the Nature Conservancy. Come on back. We'll discuss about how this impacts specifically a very wonderful Wisconsin program. Not going to want to miss it, but stay tuned now for a little farm news with our farm director, Pam Yonke. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And take back some.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The government is now shut down after the Senate failed to pass either of two competing spending bills before the midnight Eastern Time deadline. Federal workers wondering when they'll be paid or if they'll even have jobs after this from President Trump Tuesday.
Well, the Democrats want to shut it down. So when you shut it down, you have to do layoffs. So we'd be laying off a lot of people that are going to be very affected.
Jamie Billard, whose husband's in the Coast Guard, thinking about what to tell their kids.
What do we set as a priority? Your dad's not getting paid right now. That's our sole source of income. You know, I said no because there's bigger things happening here.
At a meeting of 800 top military leaders in Virginia Tuesday, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth outlining changes to military policy that include raising physical standards for combat positions to, quote, male levels. And then President Trump on stage, a president saying that he told Secretary Hegseth we should use some dangerous cities as training grounds for the military. This is ABC News.
The Bucks are new and improved. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10, 15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Have you heard of Tilly Norwood? If not, you probably will be hearing more about this AI actress in the near future. AI is becoming more of an issue in the entertainment business. It was a big point of contention during the recent Screen Actors Guild strike. Tilly is the creation of Aline Vandervelden, a Dutch actor, director, and physicist. That's a rare combo. She is the founder of Particle 6, a video production company that makes AI. Vandervelden says Tilly is even being looked at by acting agencies for representation and has her own Instagram account, the AI with the IA. As you can imagine, the Hollywood acting community is not happy about this creation. According to Yahoo News, the Screen Actors Guild says Tilly is not a real actor, as she has no real-life experiences to draw from, and that AI devalues human artistry. My question is Tilly really even a she? Not sure if she can be compared to a real actor or if she is more like animation. This will get more interesting and or contentious real soon, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful clouds for the overnight with light winds and morning lows in the mid and upper 50s. Wednesday, that mix of clouds and sunshine, highs approaching the 80-degree mark in the afternoon. Sunshine and warmer on Thursday with middle 80s. It's 63 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways. Yeah. Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media host Greg Bach joins me to discuss the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Then Civic Media's Catherine Lake talks about a big movie screening in Madison, and actor Dan Davies drops by. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a big old beautiful world out there. Sometimes you just gotta let it take you where the roller coaster ride meets the tilt-a-whirl. It's a big old beautiful world. La, 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 la,
welcome back to the Town Hall Mall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Kenny Chesney for you. Outdoors guy. He's more Caribbean, but he all grew up in Tennessee. But water, land, mountains, it's all important. And I think it's where we could all come together. Welcome back to the program. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday, the 30th of September, 2025. In fairness, we pre-recorded this show yesterday, back with an all-new live show tomorrow before we get back into a little conversation on nature. Don't forget, we are right in the middle of our text to win word for this hour, the green and gold text to win word. The word this hour is golden. Golden. G-O-L-D-E-N. Golden.
And it is a multi-state contest.
It is a multi-state contest. So text in the word golden for the Civic Media green and gold multi-state text to win contest. Far fewer rules are with the conversation, which is why I love having our guest here for the rest of this half hour. Alex Medorsky, who is the Associate Director of Government Relations at the great organization called the Nature Conservancy. Alex, again, thanks for being here. And before the Pamyonke Farm Report, we started to talk a little bit. And boy, can have a whole other couple Wonder State coffee over this. And do you find this in your realm of your issue areas of nature conservancy and conservation? I truly believe that we have gotten to the point in America where there are times now when a guy who works in media like me, let alone the average person out there who's kind of a laissez-faire type of consumer of information, like, what's actually the truth? And I hate to say that. Is that too dour? Or I think there's so much mis and disinformation and people are so segmented, you could have someone say, no, I listen to X news source, and I didn't mean that as X in Twitter, but a news source, and I know that that's not true. When because of the source they're listening to, it simply isn't. Is that harder to get the message out these days?
I think it is a bit harder to talk about some of these issues than it used to be. I'll draw back to our ancient history in the state capitol, Todd, working as staffers. And I remember when I was working part-time in the state Senate, fresh out of college, back then things really were much more convivial. You know, legislators of different parties would go and hang out in each other's offices. They would chat like old friends. The opposition was not the enemy. Let's put it that way. And I think too often people just have lost sight of that in our contemporary culture. And it is one reason I'm proud to work on programs like the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program that we'll discuss in a moment, because it was created in a bipartisan fashion, passed by a Democratic legislature, signed into law by Governor Tommy Thompson, named after two great statesmen, one Republican conservationist, one Democratic conservationist. And this really is sort of a feel-good program that's great for every sector of our state that people should be proud of at a time when it can be very difficult to want to stay involved in politics and pay attention to the news. It's a hard world out there in some ways right now, and that's why we have to preserve this state's great natural heritage. It's something we all love and enjoy.
It's a great segue into talking about the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, named after two Wisconsin Governor Warren Knowles and Gaylord Nelson, who is also the founder of Earth Day. One Republican, one Democrat. As you said, signed into law by Governor Thompson, passed by a Democratic legislature. We've had Tia Nelson, the daughter of Gaylord Nelson, on this show before from the state park that's named after her father on Earth Day. And she says, as the daughter of Gaylord Nelson, you know, I'm still very good friends with Governor Tommy Thompson. And we talk privately a lot. And he good-naturedly brags that he actually signed more land in this state into conservation programs than her father did. But and it's all good-natured, but if you would just say, well, who are they voting for president, or who have they voted for U.S. Senate, probably very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
But to your earlier point, there was a day in this state, and the folks at Nature Conservancy are still keeping this alive, which I appreciate so very much, where you could come together on issues that were uniquely Wisconsin. Tell us about this, the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program.
Absolutely. So the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program is named after former governor and senator Gaylord Nelson, a Democrat, and former Republican governor Warren Knowles, who created the state's very first land conservation program. So continuing in that bipartisan spirit is the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. It's a public-private partnership that allows conservation organizations like the Nature Conservancy to bring some money to the table and say, hey, these are great lands for hunting, for fishing, for protecting different valuable species and ecosystems, for growing tourism, our forestry industry. And we'd like to invest in the future of this state's outdoors by moving these grants along and funding some great work, whether it's a suburban park or whether it's some beautiful land up north that is home to valuable species. It's something that different local governments, nonprofit conservation organizations, and county forest systems can use to help work together and protect our environment.
There's so many programs that I think a lot of our listeners have used and probably don't realize, whether it's putting a kayak in along a waterway or whether it's a public hunting area. And they have no idea that that was made possible through the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program.
That's right. You know, when we do polling at the Nature Conservancy on this issue, every time it comes up, over 90% of voters statewide tell us they support this program. Doesn't matter if they consider themselves to be Republicans, Democrats, or independents, because I think once people get to know the program, they get to learn that, hey, this might not be here if my elected officials and legislators didn't work to make this happen. And a tremendously high percentage of the state lives within a mile or 5 miles of a stewardship program, no matter where you live in the state, a stewardship project.
We are speaking with Alex Madorsky. He is the Associate Director of Government Relations at the Nature Conservancy, and we're talking about the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, specifically in Wisconsin. You know, I guess there's really no use of spending a lot of time into why we got here. We've done that on previous programs. Correct me if, keep me honest, the long and the short of it is, in the Joint Finance Committee process where the state budgets put together, this program didn't make it in. Various reasons might have had to do with the court case and how these... The bottom line is it didn't get in. And so this has left this program, very important program, in my opinion, is left unfunded. So, Alex, bring us up to date where we are now, because both sides, Governor Evers and Democrats and Republicans of the legislature, he's from my part of the state, Southwest Wisconsin. Tony Kurtz, who's on, mm-hmm. who's on the Joint Finance Committee. Senility, I'm sorry. But he is a Republican. He has said that he wants to save this. His version, according to Democrats we've spoken with, doesn't go far enough. Tell us where we're at, Alex, in terms of some sort of compromise that will keep this program going, and not just going, but properly funded to continue where we're at.
Sure. So the program was traditionally reauthorized at a period of 10 years through the state budget process. It was not included for reauthorization and funding in the state budget. So now what we're doing is working with a couple of bills out there, There's a Republican-authored bill and a Democratic-authored bill to try to get this program refunded and renewed. The funding for the program will expire in June 2026 if we haven't invested in it again by then. And we're working with Republicans and Democrats very hard to make sure that happens.
And if it does not, let's be hopeful, but let's just lay it. I think it's important to put the stakes out there because mm-hmm. I think we need all our listeners across the state to contact their state senator, state representative, and let them know they want this. Tell us if it doesn't get renewed, what are the consequences across the state?
If the program doesn't get renewed and there's a lapse in funding for it, we're not going to be able to do things like have and maintain more of those suburban parks, more of those valuable fishing and hunting landscapes that are open to all, that are free. And we're not going to be able to protect some of the rarest species we have in this state if that funding lapses. And those species include both game species and non-game species. We have to protect them both. So those are the stakes. And in terms of the stakes, in terms of time, we need people to contact their legislators as soon as they can and as often as they can. We've got until realistically late February, early March to get this program funded to continue on for its next cycle. The legislature usually in an even-numbered year, which is to say an election year, is usually done with its work by that early March, late February timeline. So those are the stakes, and that's the time we have to work with.
Alex Podorsky from the Nature Conservancy is our guest here this half hour. Alex, because you do this so well, you understand this stuff. You can put it in terms we can all understand. But again, keep me honest. As I follow this, the biggest differences I see, maybe at the 30,000-foot level, is the Republican-sponsored bill wants to basically do a lot of maintaining of the lands, the public lands that we have, with a giving this entire state legislature a vote on acquiring new lands. And the Democratic side, they would like to basically keep things as they are, which is say, hey, when these lands come up, you know, real estate deals, you don't have time to take this the entire legislative process. And acquiring new lands and maintaining them is as important. Do I have that right or is that wrong?
I think that's right, Todd. We are pleased that both the Republican and Democratic bills propose investing new money in maintaining that land, these valuable conservation lands going forward, because those one-time investments are great, but continued investment in making sure those lands are great after acquired is both necessary and appreciated. We also like to remind legislators and other folks that real estate and the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, they move at the pace of any other business, right? Mm. So if we have projects that are bogged down in a legislature for several months or for years, then there are conservation-minded property owners who will quite reasonably say, I really want to put these lands into conservation for future generations, for not only my family and the public to enjoy, but it's hard for me to do that when I need to figure something out and I don't know how long it's going to take for these plans to come into action.
I had a snarky smirk on my face as Alex was explaining this last part because we both worked in the building, as they say, in the state capitol, and we both understand, and I think you'll agree, it doesn't matter what party is in charge. Oftentimes, the red tape stereotype is there for a reason because it's deserved. Sometimes things can move quickly, but as to your point, things get bogged down. And everybody wants to have their say so they can go home and score points to the local community. And that's just anybody who's ever done a land deal in this state, who's purchased real estate, to your point, sometimes you got to strike while the iron's hot or you're going to lose that opportunity. And this isn't like one or two people are deciding these things. There's a board already in place through the DNR to do that. But we'll come back and talk more with Alex Podorsky, the Associate Director of Government Relations at the Nature Conservancy, about the Nels Nolson Stewardship Fund, a vital program for all of us in this state. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a big old beautiful world.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes, and they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable word.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, yes. 24 hours on every network, yep, that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man. Yeah.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Midwest Farm Report. Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE. Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.7 WRCE.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather with Brittany Merlot and her weather team. I'm going to tell you what it is right now. Hot, hot. That is the weather across the state of Wisconsin. More summery than fall, but don't worry. It's going to arrive here. And then we'll be saying, where's all that warm weather? And then, of course, our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, continues to update us on sports around the state of Wisconsin. And another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by another great edition with our friend of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to be back tomorrow with an all-new live show from beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin. Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson will be our guest. Join us then. But right now, finishing up with our fine guest today, Alex Bedorsky, the Associate Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy. And Alex, just again, thank you for your time. This is so important. This is something that's personally important to me. And one of the things is because for me, I think the outdoors is as healing a thing for me mentally and even physically than anything else I could possibly think of. But also, I know this to be true because I've experienced it. I know you've traveled around as well. It's one of those things that binds us together as Wisconsinites. And in a world where everything feels divided, it's so nice to talk about a program that brings people together.
Absolutely, you know, and I'm going to go cheese ball on you here, Todd. Right. Warning, but my two daughters, when I was hiking with them, my wife the other day, really how I think about this program is what kind of legacy, what kind of state do I want to leave them, mm-hmm. right? I want them to be able to enjoy not only all these wonderful things I did, but more of them. And I want our state's tourism industry to continue to grow. I did not have the privilege of growing up in Wisconsin. I chose this wonderful state as a college student and beyond, in large part because of the outdoor spaces we have access to. And when my parents come up here to Door County or down in Stoughton where I live, they're always blown away by the nature opportunities they have. That's the way we want to keep it, and we want to keep growing this program.
Our friend Trig Violson will be on the show tomorrow. He's worked in state and federal politics as well. He has a fond saying that former Governor Thompson taught him years ago, which was, he used to say, Trigvy, there are two types of politicians, those that want to be and those that want to do. And I'm not trying to hate it. I'm not going to call anybody out by name. I fear there are too many people in our state legislature that want to be someone right now and want to take credit. And then there are those legislators that want to do something. And what needs to be done is for legislators to come together, work with Governor Evers, and craft a bill that can save the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Fund so that hunters, fisher people, outdoor butterfly and bird enthusiasts and kayakers, all of us as Wisconsinites, can continue to use the great outdoors. Again, I'll go back to real estate. It ain't getting cheaper. And there are a lot of people that can't afford to own their own hunting land, didn't inherit a farm, but they love going out and hunting. And that's due to a public hunting land. And so, Alex, do you see, is there any sign of compromise here right now in the Capitol to solve this? And what can the average Wisconsinite do?
I think there's still a great opportunity to solve this, to continue on the great funding for this great program. And there have been some great doers, as you've said, Todd. Representative Tony Kurtz from Western Wisconsin, Senator Pat Testin from the Stevens Point area. They are the authors of the Republican bill. On the Democratic side, Senator Jody Habesh-Sinikin and Representative Vincent Maresi. They're working really hard, too. We just need folks to find some common ground, to contact their legislators, and to make sure we can get something across the finish line that people can live with so that everyone can continue to enjoy great outdoor spaces.
And they can go to call their state legislator, assembly, or Senate personnel. One of the best websites in the world. Your website at Nature Conservancy is just nature.org, nature.org.
Nature.org. It's very easy to find us there. If you want to contact your legislator and you don't know how to do that, or you don't know who represents you in the legislature, you can go to the Wisconsin State Legislature's website and they'll guide you from there how to contact who represents you via email, via phone. And we've got a great opportunity to continue these investments, which are immensely popular all over the state. It's an opportunity we can't miss. So please do take that time to contact your legislators.
2 minutes left. What do you feel is the biggest sticking point right now between these two bills? Is it the fact that the Republicans want the whole legislature to vote on these acquisitions? And is that it? Is that the big stumbling block, or is it something deeper and more political?
I think there are a lot of legislators who have a lot of different perspectives on what the outdoors mean and how they want to weigh outdoor conservation versus other things. But I think these bills are close enough that we should be able to find something that people can work with. The DNR experts, as you've mentioned, the people who appraise real estate, they're pros. We don't get a free pass. They've got to say, yeah, this makes sense to us before things move along. And we want legislative involvement as well. We want involvement from Democratic and Republican legislators. But we don't want to go back to a place where there's an anonymous, indefinite veto over important conservation programs.
Nature.org is the website. 35, 40 seconds left. Alex Modorsky, what's a place in the Wisconsin people should go out and enjoy because of Nelson stewardship?
I was in Fish Creek, Wisconsin earlier this summer, and one of the beautiful parks right on Main Street there up in Door County has a great sign that says, "This was funded in part by the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program." And hanging out with my parents, wife, and daughter there, you don't get better than that.
News you can use. Go to Fish Creek. And we thank Alex Podorsky, the Associate Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy. Alex, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
My pleasure to have you on. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll be back with a live show from Shawnee, Wisconsin tomorrow. Join us then. Thanks to Zombers and everybody else who helped on the show. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The federal government has shut down. The midnight Eastern time deadline has passed. Both Republican and Democratic proposals that would have funded the government past Tuesday failed in the Senate. The Democratic plan would have extended Affordable Care Act subsidies and reversed Medicare cuts. Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats have got to take the blame.
We didn't ask Democrats to swallow any new Republican policies. We didn't add partisan riders. We simply asked Democrats to extend existing funding levels to allow the Senate to continue the bipartisan appropriations work that we started.
Thune says he'll likely try again to pass the same bills Wednesday. The U.S. military's top brass summoned to Virginia Tuesday. Secretary Pete Hegseth outlining his vision to 800 top officers, and President Trump taking the stage, saying he told Hegseth they should use some dangerous U.S. cities as training grounds for the military.